7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. I'm joined on the line now by the Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, Pat LaRoe, talk about last night's meeting. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, what are the highlights of last night's meeting?
Sure. So, we start off with a decision, a carryover from our previous meeting at 29 Meadowcroft Lane. The commission finally made an approval for a addition and accessory structure on a large lot in the backcountry. This one had a indoor athletic facility that the commission was wanted to make sure that they put a fine point on and made sure that it wasn't going to become sort of a de facto party barn or anything like that. So the commission approved it 5-0. The next item was the fields at Western Middle. The commission, I'm proud to say, approved the construction part of it. We approved the remediation part in April, and now they we had all the information we needed for the zoning approval for the fields and the athletic facilities outside, and that was approved 5-0. For Casmar was on, but that was postponed. We had another application for the Papone Family Trust at 278 and 280 Otter Rock. There were two lots in Bellhaven there that were subdivided a few decades ago, and the new homeowners want to merge them back into one parcel. That application was approved. Number five on our agenda was Crazy Goodies. That is 398 Greenwich Avenue, near the bottom of Steamboat and Greenwich Ave intersection. And this is for an addition to the rear of one of the existing commercial buildings over there. That application was approved. We had a postponement for Zero Sunshine Ave, Zero Florence subdivision application. That'll be heard at our next meeting. We had a long discussion about 240 Greenwich Avenue. This is the Bank of America building on the corner of West Elm and Greenwich Ave. The applicant there is seeking to build a assisted 830G affordable housing development in the rear. If you're familiar with that bank, there's an ATM and some parking lot area that's on West Elm. That discussion went on for a fair bit. A lot of concerns about traffic and construction and the amount of parking that's going to be available for the additional residents, and with also considering the fact that it is an active commercial building, and that the commission took testimony and is going to go back and have the applicant address some of the questions that were brought up. There were some comments about the traffic study and some of the analyses done. The commission is going to use their consultant and have the applicant address some of the counter studies that were provided. And we will probably hear that August or September of this year. We'll be back at the next meeting. The last item on the agenda that the commission voted on was the text amendment for accessory dwelling units. This has been in a moratorium since the end of 2022 when the state enacted a statewide ordinance to allow ADUs as of right everywhere. Towns had the option of opting in and following the state ordinance or opting out and creating their own. Greenwich decided to opt out and remain a home rule and come up with their own. The commission put a moratorium in to study and come up with a new regulation, and this was the fruits of that work. The biggest changes are that accessory dwelling units are as of right. They are no longer restricted by age, by income, or by for persons with disability, so anybody can rent to anybody. Homeowner is still required to live on the premises. The unit sizes for attached structures start at 800 square feet. I'm sorry, not attached, detached structures start at 800 square feet in the lower zones and up to 1,200 square feet in the 2 and 4 acre zones. And there's a increased size allowed for building an ADU or accessory dwelling unit attached to your home or inside your current home, and that can be up to 35% of the primary structure. We've also included the R6 zone, which is the town's multifamily zone, to allow for accessory dwelling units, which was not previously considered, and that was approved 5-0. And lastly, we had a discussion item about Nichols MD. They're taking over the building at 32 Field Point Road, just up the street from Town Hall. They're looking to build a addition or a separate building in the rear of that property for four units of housing. The commission got a first look at this under the pre-app. The applicant's considering a lot of options, detached, attached structure, historic preservation, a lot of unique and good ideas. And the applicant is actually probably going to come back to have a discussion under the pre-application process at a later date. So stay tuned.
All right, Pat. Getting back to Western Middle School, what's the next step there then?
It's just getting everybody mobilized. I did talk to the Board of Ed. I don't believe that they have a contractor picked out for the actual site work. So I don't expect the bulldozer, so to speak, to descend on the property immediately. But the estimates for construction or remediation and capping of the property is somewhere around 180 days, 100 less maybe if everything goes well. And there's no surprises, so it will be, there'll be a few months, but again, when it's done, it'll be safe, and, you know, most importantly, the West Side will have their fields back.
All right, so maybe the incoming class of 23-24 will finally get a chance to use the fields during the
yes.
next school year, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, what's on the agenda was the 18th, I think, is the next meeting, is that right?
Yes. Yep, so our next meeting is on the 18th. 9 Glenville Street will be back. They're going to have a short discussion, no decision, but short discussion with the commission about some of the direction that they took from the prior meeting. 475 Steamboat, that's W.R. Berkeley's building across the street from the Bruce Museum. They're coming in with some renovation work. We're going to hear Western Junior Highway, Greenwich Place Apartments. They're looking to do a pool expansion there in their condo association. Sunshine Zero Florence, which I just talked about from last night's meeting, will be heard hopefully then. And then we will have the pre-app for Central Middle School. Sorry, I got fields on my mind. We will be hearing the pre-app proposal for 5 Brookridge, and we will also be talking about Whippy School and their pre-application. So not a lot of actionable items, but a lot of discussion items on the next meeting.
What will the discussion center around for Central Middle School then?
Central Middle School will be about the new building.
I see. Okay. All right. So that's do you grant then municipal improvement for that?
Not at this meeting. So because the building requires a special permit, it's also required to have a pre-app. So it is a non-binding discussion. So the commission's going to get a first glance at the proposal. They're going to be able to make some preliminary comments and suggestions for the design team to address under an actual site plan and MI decision, and then that will come back through and under the normal paces of what the commission does.
All right, Pat LaRoe, good stuff. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.